What I'm going to say will be on the record. I'm not calling any names. This is 4:12:16. The Lord said, don't let the devil get away with stealing your people you've trained, people that should be standing with you on the wall, keeping watch. Call them in. You call them back in. That you help them get their head out of wherever their head is and recognize and realize the training they received and that it was from me, the Lord, not Carla Love, but from the Lord himself directly to them. It had nothing to do with being a relative or any type of association. That's just what I had this morning. You tell them to get their selves back in here. Don't let the devil get away with it. Because the Lord knows we need the cover. Okay, today we're going to talk about the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This isn't a veto. This is just a regular Prophet's Corner. Relaying the foundation. This is Revelation 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Repent means admonish. So as many as I rebuke means admonish. So he's saying here, as many as I admonish. Chasten means to train up a child or educate. Just what I was saying. Repent means to think differently or reconsider. That these people will have a change of their attitude and they'll see things the way they really are instead of how they thought they were. That's what Satan does. He blinds the minds to keep people from seeing the truth. They want to come against the leader, the one teaching the word, and they get all, you know what, and run off or do those things. That's the Lord said, you call them back in. Let them get away with it. I said, okay. Okay. This is what the Lord began to say to me. I'm pushing my apostles to the front of the line, for they have not even been at the back of the line in my church. Forsaken and forgotten and discarded. I say no longer forsaken and forgotten without a voice. They are my mouthpiece, and when the people begin to hear them, they will finally begin to make the right choices, and I can begin to move in my church again. It starts with repentance. This is Hebrews 6:1. I said repentance means to reconsider. Maybe I was hasty. Maybe I was wrong in my decision. Maybe I wasn't seeing things the way that I should be seeing things. Maybe not by the Spirit, but by the flesh. Right here. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. I cannot move among my people when they are into dead works. He can't do it. Okay, go to John chapter 4. John 4:23-24. Jesus talking to the woman at the well, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is all by the Spirit. It's not by the flesh, and it's not going to happen by the flesh. We've already seen that, haven't we? That's why we see little to no power in the church today. Daughter, you will have to relay the foundation, for the old one is broken and has many cracks, and the spirit of the world has seeped in. For you see, when a minister stops following me and begins to do work of the flesh, it causes cracks in the foundation. They will have to suck the bottle again. You must take them back to basics and relay the foundation. Doctrines of faith would be a good place to start. So sad thinking you are a rock star in my book. They haven't even passed first grade yet. You cannot build on a faulty foundation. Lord doesn't mince words, does he? This is not a long word, but it is the truth. If the foundation is off, then the entire structure will be off. It may physically look pretty, but if by the Spirit it is fallen and broken down, my entire church needs to go back to the basics. That is what my apostles did in the early church. I'm pushing my apostles to the front so they can begin to repair the breach. This is Isaiah 58. Kind of like when Moses brought the children of Israel out. They were such babies. Isaiah 58:12. You want so much to give them the meat, but they can't stand that. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Okay. It's time to build a spiritual house. Ephesians. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Go over to Ephesians 4. Start with 7 there. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head of him, Christ, for whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Go over to Luke chapter 6 now. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that with out a foundation, built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. She's like a lady this week was talking, we were talking about, she's talking about what's going on in Texas with the Muslim thing. You know, you can point at the Muslims all you want. They're just doing their job for the devil. But the church is the one that has to have the pushback on that. And if it was, if the church were in their place following the Spirit, there wouldn't be no Muslims. We'd be out there taking the gospel. We'd be out there winning the lost. We'd be as zealous for God as they are for their devil. You can't point a finger at any group because they're zealous for their cause if you aren't. When a foundation is on sand, it will not be able to stand. The Word of God, Jesus, is the cornerstone. Period. If the cornerstone ain't right, you just might as well forget it. You're going to have a heap of rubble one of these days. Okay, 1 Corinthians 3, I don't care how pretty it looks on the outside. You can put lipstick on a pig, but that don't make it a woman. You can't. All right. 1 Corinthians 3. You can paint it up and make it look pretty and add your little extras and all those things to make people want to come, but if you don't have the right foundation, it's not going to last. It's not going to stand. Are you there? Verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? Then who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. And another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If you ain't following the Spirit, you're already off. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. All these great things that a person may think they've built and put the name of God told me to do it on it, I guess we'll see. Will it burn up or will it remain? If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? You know, I'm not against church buildings if the Lord's in it. But the point is, with so many people around us going into eternity, I mean, we're talking hell. Wouldn't it be more feasible to sow that into the lives of people? See, we build our big buildings. Like I said, if God says do it, there's nothing wrong with that. But building buildings to get people to come is not what the Great Commission is. It's going out to where they are. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Think about that. We're the temple. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. These are deep state concepts. Think about it. The whole world is entertained and manipulated through what? Sports, sporting events, anything in an arena where it gathers thousands and thousands and thousands of people to be entertained. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas of the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Just think about the different places all over the world that are built for entertainment. Disney World, Disneyland. We know what nefarious acts went on there. Just all of these things to get distracted from what we really ought to be doing. I was thinking about the movie Hoosiers, and I remember the principal there asking him. He said, "Norman, what are you gonna do with this team?" Here he had, I think he didn't even have enough players to play, and he's saying, "I'm going to tear them down and build them back up." What was the problem? Well, these boys had been trained the wrong way. They didn't even know the fundamentals of basketball. And so this coach comes in and taught them the fundamentals, and they end up being a champion team. As a church, if we don't have any fundamentals, how are we going to even do anything? Couple more scriptures. 2 Timothy 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. If our soldiers fraternized, they wouldn't be effective. No, they're pulled out away from their families and they're trained. And they have a stint that they have to be in. Not that they don't go home and visit their family, I'm not saying that, but they are kind of exclusive as far as they're owned by the military, trained by the military. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit. but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the faith have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that renameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unleavened questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience and meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. You know, it always amazes me whenever you have parents that have children that have gone rogue and they're just all over the place, but they've not spent one day trying to impart godly things to them. And they wonder why they are the way they are. They're a byproduct of what they've been subject to. You can't just expect them to just come out of it one day. There's going to have to be some training there. Okay, 1 Peter 2. This is the last scripture. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, verse 1, and all guile, and all hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, select, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they shall behold glorify God in the day of visitation. So it seems that we have our work cut out for us, bringing people back to just the principles of the doctrines of the faith, beginning from the children all the way up. You know, I know people come to churches because they want their children entertained. But you know what? That's not what it says in the scriptures. Tell them pretty stories and fairy stories and things like that, and just let them, you know, just to keep them quiet. No, we need to do it from the children up, because they'll be the next generations coming up. And if you lay a foundation in a little one, it'll be there all their life. Okay.